It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Montevideo. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports for the South Central Substate Junior American Legion playoffs. It's Dawson taking on Montevideo, and the winner will play in the championship game on Saturday in Madison. Glad you're with us on Q92. This is the Subway pregame show. And right now, Ken Sather has his team out on the field doing infield. Montevideo, Tim Epema, the coach for Montevideo, has completed infield here in Montevideo on a warm day, that's for sure, Tuesday afternoon. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First for Dawson, they're the visiting team here in Montevideo. Leading off for Dawson will be Eli Olson. Eli will be pitching. Kyan Mosing will be that second and play left field. Cam Sather will play out in center field and bat third. Batting fourth is Nate Hansen. Hansen is at shortstop. Batting fifth and playing third base, Colton Boffin. Batting sixth and at first base, Colin Olson. Out in right field and batting seventh, Holland Shocker. Batting eighth and catching, Aiden Dahl. And batting ninth and playing second base, Ace Larson. Dawson with a record of 8 wins and 2 losses. Their coaches, Ken Sather, Randy Mosing, and Josh Staub. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Dawson Junior American Legion team. For Montevideo, they have a 9-2 record. Their head coach is Tim Epema. Leading off for Montevideo and playing second base, Ben Gunnickson. Batting second and at shortstop, Griffin Epema. Catching and batting third, Brody Dack. Jackson Coonan is batting fourth and playing center field. Cameron Kibler is at first base. He's batting fifth. Batting sixth and pitching, Brendan Kuzman. Batting seventh and playing third base, Jordan Cook. Batting eighth and playing left field, Landon Killebar. And batting ninth and the designated hitter, Lathan Nipple. That's your starting lineups for the Montevideo Junior American Legion team. Home plate umpires, the umpires, I should say. And Coach Sather and Coach Epema out at home plate right now, exchanging lineup cards, shaking hands. And we're just a few moments away from the opening pitch here between Dawson and Montevideo. Let's take a look at how these two teams got here in this winner's bracket. Dawson started out the tournament by beating Bold by a score of 10-6. And then they upset the number one seed, Granite Falls, in a great game at Richter Field last Friday, 3-2, dropping Granite Falls, the number one seed, in the elimination game. And that propelled Dawson here in this game here in the semifinals. Montevideo got here. They started out the tournament beating Sacred Heart McRae 9-1. And then they shut out Canby, the number two seed, 12-0 last Friday. Montevideo, the third seed in the tournament. Dawson, the fourth seed. So, with that, as I mentioned, the winner of this game will play in the championship game to go to the State Junior American Legion Tournament on Saturday in Madison. I think that's 11 o'clock start Saturday in Madison. So who's going to get there, Montevideo or Dawson? We'll find out. And that wraps up your Subway pregame show here at the Montevideo Ballfield. And we'll be back in a couple minutes with the first pitch between Dawson and Montevideo right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway Pregame Show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Koppelman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Tech Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
All right, we're back here in Montevideo. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs, Winner's Bracket, Montevideo and Dawson tonight. And the winner, once again, will play in Madison on Saturday for the championship for the right to go to the state Junior American Legion Baseball Tournament. There's a couple other games being played, and actually they're being played in Madison right now, tonight. The 5 o'clock game is the Canby Legion team taking on Minnesota. And the 7 o'clock game at Madison Memorial Baseball Field tonight, Sacred Heart McRae playing the number one seed, Granite Falls. And those are elimination games, and the winners of those games will play Friday in Madison. All right, Dawson will bat first in 2 record, and on the mound for Montevideo is Brendan Kuzman, a right-hander, tall right-hander. Of course, Kuzman, a familiar name in our Q92 listening area. Just was up visiting with Brendan's dad, Brad, and his grandpa, Gene and Mary Kuzman from Madison. Their grandson pitching for Montevideo here. And Brendan's pitched quite a bit this summer, they told me. And here we go. It's Eli Olson who'll step up to the plate. I want to thank Ken Sather, the coach for Dawson, for giving me a full slate of stats here. All handwritten, by the way, so that was a lot of work that Ken did. And I appreciate that. Here's your first pitch of the ball game, a swing and a miss for strike one to Eli Olson, who's batting .280 on the season. He has 16 RBIs this summer. And Kuzman works quick here. It's a ball one, one ball, one strike to Eli Olson. Eli will be pitching for Dawson. Next pitch outside for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Dawson with an 8-2 record. Next pitch, ground ball, little chopper to third. And Cook fields it, throws, oh, he's not going to throw it. He holds on to it. And base hit there for Eli Olson. Just a kind of a slow dribbler down the third baseline. And Eli took a full swing at it. And Jordan Cook, the third baseman for Monty, charged it hard, picked it up, but elected not to throw. And so here's Kyan Mosing. Puts a bunt down foul for strike one. See what Mosing's done this summer. He has 11 RBIs, batting .230. Looks down to Coach Sather and Coach Mosing at first base. Eli with his lead at first, just underway here in Montevideo. Here's a bunt attempt, now throw it on to first, and Eli is go. He gets back. Almost got picked off. Nice throw by Brody Dack, the catcher from Montevideo. Boy, Eli was way off the bag there, expecting bunt, I think. Here's a 1-1 pitch, and it's popped up in the infield. Epema, the shortstop, with an easy catch there for out number one. And that brings up Cam Sather. Cam has had a tremendous summer for Dawson Junior Legion. He leads them in about every category, batting .410, 18 RBIs. He has a home run and three triples this summer for Sather. Left-handed batter. Kuzman's pitch is a breaking ball in there for strike one. Nice pitch there by Kuzman. During the regular season, Dawson beat Montevideo, handed them one of their two losses on the season. Here's a bunt. Oh, he missed it, and it's a strike, I believe. The catcher, Dak, unable to find the ball. There's a good crowd coming in here at the Montevideo baseball field to watch this game. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Sather. There goes the runner. Pitch is low. Here's the throw down to second, and Eli steals second base. He's safe. He had a good jump, Eli Olson did, and stole second. I believe that was strike two to Sather, so one ball, two strikes. Now Dawson with a runner on second. Pitch way outside for ball two, 2-2. We're in the top of the first inning, ball game just underway. We have one out. Dawson with a runner on second. Sather at the plate. 2-2 count. Kuzman's pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. That was a blazing fastball there by Kuzman. And I'm guessing Sather doesn't strike out very often. And a strikeout there. And here's Nate Hansen. Nate Hansen batting .400. Olson with his lead at second. And the pitch is outside for ball one. Nate has a couple doubles. Kuzman from the stretch. And pop foul out of play. Goes beyond the third base stands here. A lot of Montevideo people sitting to my right and Dawson people to my left. Trying to grab as much shade as they can. 1-1 pitch here to Hansen with two outs. There's a shot down the right field line out of play towards the tennis courts down there. You know, something during the national anthem, the tennis courts are beyond the outfield fence, and I think the Montevideo girls tennis team is over there practicing. They all stopped, and paid respect to the flag out in the tennis courts area. And that was kind of neat to see. They stopped their practice during the national anthem. Ball two there to Nate Hansen. 2-2 count to Nate with Eli Olson on second base. And now a fake throw there by Kuzman to second. Kuzman from the stretch. 2-2 pitch to Nate Hansen. Ground ball. Cook, the third baseman, fields it in a strong throw to first, pulls the first baseman off the bag. Ball gets by the first baseman. Here's a play at the plate. Safe. Eli Olson scores. And Dawson with a run here. And Nate Hansen gets down to second base. Cook, the third baseman for Montevideo, fielded it cleanly, and then he threw wide to the right. And got the first base, pulled the first baseman off the bag, and that's Kibler off the bag, and then got by him, and that allowed Eli Olson to score from second base. So Dawson has a 1-0 lead, and Nate Hansen at second base. Here's Colton Bothan. Colton batting .410, I think that leads the team. And batting average, pitch inside the Bothan. So an error there for Montevideo allows a run to score. And Dawson has jumped out to a 1-0 lead here in the top of the first. There's a swing and foul back out of play by Colton Bothan. Colton does lead the team in batting average with a .420. He has 10 RBIs. Here's the 2-1 pitch by Kuzman. Strike two called. Nice fastball there by Kuzman. Montevideo in their purple uniforms. Dawson in their white and black. Once again on second base, Nate Hansen. Here's the pitch. There's a pop-up, a little blooper to second. And that's Gunnlaugsson, and he hauls it in for the third out. So for Dawson, one run. One hit, one error, and one left on base. And we will go to the bottom of the first with Montevideo coming to bat, and Eli Olson will take the mound for Dawson. We'll be right back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your Telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hard-working student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
Paul Ramo back here in Montevideo for Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs. Montevideo and Dawson. And Dawson gets a run in the top of the first inning. They lead Montevideo 1-0. Once again, the winner of this game will play for the championship to right to go to the state on Saturday in Madison. Madison is hosting this weekend, Friday and Saturday, the Junior American Legion Tournament. Should mention also the Madison Mallards will be playing the Mineota Mudhens on Saturday up in Morris for the Region 9 seed tournament. And that's a big game, too, because the Mallards win that game on Saturday. They're going to the state amateur baseball tournament. That's right. That game on Saturday in Morris is the right to go to state. They're taking three teams this year instead of two out of Region 9C. So, and you'll hear that baseball game right here on Q92 on Saturday from Morris. Here's Montevideo's Ben Gunnlaugsson. And Eli Olson's first pitch is high for ball one. Eli Olson, 2-0 record pitching. for Dawson this summer. And here's the windup and the pitch by Olsen. And that's inside for ball two to Gunnlaugsson. Griffin Epema on deck. A lot of these players for Dawson and Montevideo also played senior high Legion, and their seasons are done. They kind of had to go back and forth in senior Legion. 3-0 count to Gunnlaugsson. And there's ball four. It's four straight balls thrown there to Gunnlaugsson. And Montevideo has a leadoff batter on base. And here's one of the best ball players in the area, Griffin Epema. Looks down to his dad at third base, Tim. What a high school season he had for Montevideo. Of course, Montevideo high school team went to the state in Double-A. He swings at the first pitch. Hits it out to right center field. That's going to drop in there for a base hit. And Gunnlaugsson's at third base. He's being held up at third. And Epema with a double to left center, or right center, excuse me. A double for Epema. And Ben Gunnlaugsson went from first to third. So with nobody out, Dawson leading 1-0, Montevideo has something going here with runners on second and third. And here's Brody Dack. Eli's pitch to Brody, swing and a miss for strike one. So Eli walked Gunnlaugsson, and then the first pitch to Epema, he laced it out to right center field. Holland Shocker and Sather out there got it in as quickly as can. Swing and fall, swung on and fall back by Dak, the catcher, for strike two. So Eli had to the count here to Brody Dack. Gunnlaugsson at third base, Epema at second. Good opportunity here for Montevideo. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Strike three called. Nice breaking ball there by Eli Olsen. One out, and there's Jackson Kuhnen, the center fielder. Jackson Kuhnen looks down. Coach Tim Epema at third base coaching box, flashing the signs. Montevideo with runners on second and third. They're down 1-0 to Dawson here in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch from Eli Olsen. Chopper foul for strike one. Jackson Kuhnen batting. Good ball player. Eli from the stretch. 0-1 count with one out here in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch. Popped up behind home plate, and it's going to go out of play. It's going to actually drop right in front of us here and right in front of the concession stand. And that's strike two to Jackson Kuhnen. So 0-2 pitch coming here from Eli. And the pitch. There's a chopper right over the head of Eli Olsen. It goes out in the center field. That's going to score one run for sure. And now the center fielder having trouble to pick it up. He throws home, and it goes by the catcher, and that allows Kuhnen to get the second base. So two-run score for Montevideo. And air on the center fielder there. I'm not sure what Cam was thinking there, but he couldn't pick the ball up cleanly. He kept it in front of him. And Epema, who was on second, went around third, and he was being held up. But then when Sather couldn't pick the ball up cleanly, he took off for home, and then Sather threw it home, and he threw it a mile over over Aiden Dahl's head, went to the backstop, and on that throw home, allowed Jackson Kuhnen to get the second base. So here's Cameron Kibler batting for Montevideo. And a fake throw to second there by Eli Olsen. Ace Larson, the second baseman, covering the bag there for Dawson. 2-1 Montevideo. Here's a swing and foul back for strike two to Kibler. Yeah, an error and a walk has hurt Dawson here in the bottom of the first. Kuhnen with his lead at second. It's a good one. Larson comes over to keep him close. Here's a curveball in there for strike three. And they throw it on the first, then the second strikeout of the inning there by Olson. So here's Brendan Koosman now batting for Montevideo. Montevideo with two runs here in the bottom of the first. They lead 2-1. Each team with an error in the first inning, allowing runs to score. Here's the pitch to Koosman from Eli Olson. And the pitch is low and outside for ball one. Jackson Coonan at second base, the pitch. And there's a chopper foul down the third baseline by Koosman. Montevideo with two hits here in this inning. And Eli Olson trying to get the third out here. One ball, one strike. Pitches high to Brendan Koosman for ball two. 2-1. Dawson and Montevideo in Junior American Legion Baseball playoffs. Next pitch, ball three. Three balls, one strike to Koosman. Jordan Cook waiting his turn on deck. If he gets in that bat here, we'll find out. Eli Olson's pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. We got a full count to Koosman. Brendan, a good ball player. Here's the full count pitch to Koosman from Olson. Here it is. Oh, inside, almost hit him. That's ball four. So Koosman draws the walk. And here's Jordan Cook from Montevideo with two outs. Not too bad weather. A little on the humid side, but in the shade, it's not bad. Nice breeze up here in the press box. American flag out there in center field, dead still. Now batting number 14, Jordan Cook, the third baseman for Montevideo. Facing Eli Olson. Both teams with two losses this summer. Here's the pitch from Eli. There's a ground ball to the right side. Fielded nicely there by Colin Olson, and Colin steps on the bag for the third out. So Montevideo picks up two runs, two hits, one error, and two left on base for Montevideo. And we have a score, a new score here, Montevideo 2. And Dawson won with Dawson batting here in the top of the second inning. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Paul Ramo back here in Montevideo for Junior American Legion Baseball playoffs. And both teams scored runs in the first inning, and Montevideo leading 2-1. So here's Dawson batting, setting up Colin Olson, Holland Shocker, and Aiden Dahl, the first three batters for Dawson. And the first pitch to Colin Olson is the ball. Koosman's pitch, and Olson pops it up right above home plate. And Brody Dack makes the catch and had a twist and turn around by home plate, made the catch. That's a tough play for a catcher. And a nice job by Brody Dack. This is a straight pop-up right above home plate. Here's Holland Shocker. Holland Shocker batting 370, six RBIs for Shocker. Pitch is a strike called to Holland. Aidendahl on deck, and then Ace Larson will bat. Kuzman's pitch. Fly ball center field. Jackson Kunin makes the catch in deep center field. Shocker gave that one a ride. And Jackson Kunin, the center fielder for Montevideo, maybe took two steps to make that catch. There is a lot of people here watching this ball game, let me tell you. Just seen a gentleman just picked up the brat meal. Good brats here and hamburgers. You can smell them. They're on the grill. Curveball by Kuzman missed. Ball two. The number 13, Aidendahl. Let's see what Aiden's done. He's batting 260. Six RBIs. Has a couple doubles. Swinging. Ooh, that one off the umpire's mask, I think. He's okay. Two balls, one strike to Aidendahl. Two outs here in the top of the second inning. Montevideo with a 2-1 lead in this playoff game. Winner's bracket. Double elimination tournament, so win or lose. Today, you will play in Madison, either Friday or Saturday. Three balls, one strike. Kuzman's pitch, ground ball. Cook at third. Bad hop there, and Dahl gets on board at first base. Just a Jordan Cook going more towards the shortstop side and kind of took a bad hop, and then he was running to his left and bad hop and kind of hit him in the shoulder. Bad hop, I think. Yeah. Here's the pitch to, oh, there's a nice hit there by Ace Larson, and oh, what a diving catch. Oh, my goodness, Jackson Kunin comes out of nowhere off the bat of Ace Larson. Ace gave that one a big ride there, but what a diving catch by Montevideo center fielder Jackson Kunin. Otherwise, that probably could have scored Dahl. No runs, no hits, one error, and one left on for Dawson. We'll take a break. Montevideo leading 2-1. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
All right, we're back here in Montevideo. Montevideo with a 2-1 lead over Dawson. Montevideo coming to bat here in the bottom of the second inning. Well, that was a nice hit there, or a nice drive there by Ace Larson. But what a spectacular diving catch by Jackson Kunin out there in center field. Wow. And that Dahl on first base, I believe, Dawson did. So, well, Calabarta, 8-9-1 batters for Montevideo to face Eli Olson. Here's Landon Calabarta, the left fielder. 2-1, Montevideo, you win this game. You're playing in the championship for the right to go to state on Saturday in Madison. Eli Olson, the right-hander on the mound for Dawson. First pitch here in the bottom of the second inning. Swing and a miss by Calabarta. Well, there is no breeze here in Montevideo tonight, so kind of sticky out there. There's a pop-up left side. Colton Bothan, the third baseman, giving chase, and oh, he almost got there in foul territory. Nice effort there by Colton Bothan, the Dawson third baseman, in foul territory. And that's nothing but a strike there to Kilabarta, so it's 0-2 count to Landon. Olson, the pitcher, he's working from the stretch with nobody on. The pitch inside for ball one, 1-2. Oh, or 1-2 count here to Kilabarta, and that pitch is way high for ball two. On the video, with two runs on two hits, two errors. Dawson, one run on one hit and one error here in the bottom of the second. Next pitch by Olson, popped up, foul. That's out of play. A lot of foul balls here in the first couple innings. Kilabarta, 2-2 count. Next pitch inside, just about hit him for ball three. Glad you're with us on Q92 tonight for Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs. Here's a full count pitch, and it's a swing and a miss for strike three. Third strikeout of the game for Eli Olson, and here's Lathan Nipple, the designated hitter for Montevideo. Defensively, we'll get this pitch here, the pitch inside. For ball one, defensively for Dawson, Aiden Dahl at behind the plate, Colin Olson at first, Ace Larson, Larson playing second, Nate Hansen at short, Colton Bothan at third. Here's a 1-0 pitch to Nipple, and it's a strike, 1-1. To Lathan, out in the outfield for Dawson, Kyan Mosing in left, Cam Sather in center, Holland Shocker in right. Pitch, ooh, just about hit him. Number three there. 2-1. One out here in the bottom of the second. Montevideo with their 2-1 lead. And next pitch is just high. Well, it sounds like a broken record, but you want to stay in the winner's bracket. It makes life a lot easier, especially on the pitchers with the pitch count. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Oh, just missed. Ball four. So a walk there. That's the third game by Eli Olson. Now it's the top of the order for Montevideo and Ben Gunnlaugsson. He walked in the first inning on four straight pitches. Nipple with his lead at first base. And here's the pitch from Eli Olson. And a breaking ball, strike one. Coach Tim Epema at third base. Flashing the signs. Nipple with a good lead at first. Here's the pitch from Eli. Opposite field and coming in and making a running catch is Mosing in left field. Gunnlaugsson hit it opposite field there and a nice running catch by Mosing towards the left field line. And that was a big out, two outs. Here's Griffin Epema, who had a double in the took the first pitch and hit a double. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner, and here's the throw from Dahl, and not in time. Stolen base by Lathan Nipple. And Griffin Epema, I think that was a ball. It was. No, a strike, excuse me. 0-1 count, a strike to Epema. Runner on second now. Epema with an RBI sitting out there. And a pitch outside for a ball. Some of the shade now is starting to fill in the right side of the field. They're going to purposely walk. Coach Sather comes out and intentionally walks Epema. And so that's going to bring up Brody Dack, who struck out in his first at-bat. So with two outs, Montevideo leading 2-1 over Dawson, and they got Epema at first after an intentional walk, and Nipple at second base. And here's Brody Dack, the catcher. Pitch swung on and fell back to the backstop for strike one. good Dawson crowd here. They're all in the bleachers to the left trying to get sit in the shade. One strike to Dak. Runners on first and second for Montevideo. They lead 2-1. Here's the pitch from Eli inside. Ooh, it hit him. We got a hit batsman there, so bases will be loaded. Bases are loaded for Montevideo. And here's the center fielder, Jackson Coonan. Eli Olson trying to pitch his way out of a jam here now with two outs in the bottom of the second inning. Big at-bat here early in this ballgame. There's a long fly ball center field. Sather going over and makes the catch. Cam Sather, Coonan with the first pitch. It's a long fly ball to left center field, and Sather ran it down for the third out. So no runs on no hits, no errors, and they lead three on base. Montevideo does, and they lead 2-1. Dawson coming to bat here in the top of the third inning. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Puris, safe people, safe food.
Paul Ramo back here in Montevideo. We've got a good game going on here, folks, in the winner's bracket. This is a huge game here because if you win, you know, you're going to play in a championship game. And then the team that comes up in the loser's bracket will have to beat you twice on Saturday in Madison. So this is huge. Right now, Montevideo with a 2-1 lead. Dawson will be batting here in the top of the third inning. If you want to see some outstanding baseball, Madison is the host this weekend in Junior Legion playoffs, Friday and Saturday. Coach Bart Hill doing a fantastic job getting the field ready. Of course, Madison hosted the Region 9 seed tournament this past weekend with great crowds, and it was a good time, even though it was a little hot. All right, here we go. Dawson batting and Kuzman the pitcher. From Montevideo, and it's actually the top of the order for Dawson and Eli Olson. Eli got a base hit. His first at bat off Kuzman. Brendan Kuzman, number 9, right-handed pitcher for Montevideo. Grandpa and Grandma are here watching tonight. Gene and Mary from Madison. 3-0 count. To Eli Olson, Kyan Mosing waiting his turn on deck for Dawson. Next pitch, strike. Three balls, one strike to Eli Olson. Next pitch, strike two. Looked outside from up here. Ooh. Full count, Kuzman's pitch popped up. Second base, that's Gunnickson. And Ben hauls it in for the first out. One out here in the top of the third. And here's Kyan Mosing. Mosing batting 230. 11 RBIs this summer. Kyan has a couple doubles. All right. One out. Kuzman in his windup. And the pitch. There's a shot to short. Epema fields it on one hop and throws the first and gets the out. 6-3 put out there. So a couple pitches by Kuzman and a couple outs. And here's Cam Sather. Cam leads the team in RBIs with 18 RBIs this summer. How about that? You've played 10 games. You have 8 wins and 2 losses. And you have 18 RBIs in 10 games. That's pretty good. He swings at the first pitch, pops it up. Center field, Coonan coming over, and Coonan makes another diving catch. I think he caught it. He did. Holy smokes. Coonan with his second diving catch of the game in center field. Wow. That was a quick inning there for Kuzman in Montevideo. So no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base for Dawson. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Montevideo 2, Dawson 1. You're listening to Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs right here on Q92.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Danzeason at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindakroofing.com.
Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports here in Montevideo tonight. Pretty good ball game going on here in this semifinals here in Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs. Montevideo leading Dawson 2-1. Montevideo batting here in the bottom of the third. Eli Olson, the pitcher for Dawson, throws the first pitch to Cameron Kibler, first baseman, for a ball. Next pitch, strike. 1-1. Dawson started out the game, scored a run in the top of the first, and Montevideo scored 2 in the bottom of the first, and that's where we're at, 2-1. Ground ball to the right side of the field. That's going to go to right field for a base hit for Kibler. So that's the third hit of the game for Montevideo. Just between the first baseman, Colin Olson, and the second baseman, Ace Larson, just snuck in there to get out to right field. Here's Brendan Kuzman. Kuzman walked in his first at-bat. Montevideo, third inning in a row, they've had base runner. Eli Olson from the stretch. Here's a bunt situation. Bunt put down by Kuzman. It's a good one. And Eli picks it up, throws the first. But Kuzman gets the job done, advancing his teammate Kibler to second. Nice bunt there by Kuzman. And here's Jordan Cook. So Montevideo with a runner on second, and Kibler and Cook at the plate. Cook grounded out to Colin Olson at first base in his first at bat. Eli Olson from the stretch and the pitch. Outside and low, nice stop by Dahl. Aiden Dahl, the catcher for Dawson. Eli Olson gets the sign there from Dahl. Checks his runner at second. And the pitch inside. Look out. Ball 2. The number 14, the third baseman for Montevideo, Jordan Cook. Infield kind of in for some reason. 2-0 pitch. There's a ground ball. A little dribbler to second. And the ball just died in the infield. Olson, the pitcher, picks it up and throws the first for the out. Boy, oh boy, that ball was hit. Looks like it was going to go to Ace Larson in the second base, and Ace was charging in, and that ball just died in the grass. And the pitcher for Dawson, Eli Olson, jumped off the mound, chased the ball down, picked it up, and then threw Cook out at first. However, that advanced Kibler to third base. Here's Landon Kilabarta. And the first pitch to Kilabarta is a ball that's low. Two outs now here in the bottom of the third. Montevideo with their 2-1 lead. A very important game. Next pitch, swing and foul back for strike one. Kilabarta. Over at third base is Kibler. Paul Ramo here in Montevideo tonight. Glad you're with us on Q92. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Kilabarta. There's a shot to left, solid base hit. And the left fielder, Molson, quickly gets it in, and that's going to score another run. It's 3-1 Montevideo on an RBI single by Landon Kilabarta. Line drive out the left field for a RBI, scoring Kibler from third. Here's Lathan Nipple. And throw over to first. Oh, that was close. Kilabarta just got back. So a new score, 3-1. That was the fourth hit of the game for Montevideo. Olson, the pitcher for Dawson, from the stretch. Pitch is drive, a shot down the left field, foul. One strike there. Ooh, what happened here? Now Coach Epema, he broke his bat? Might have broke his bat. Looking at the end of it, Nipple is, and now Epema comes over to talk to the home plate umpire. Yeah, he's getting a new bat. 3-1, I'm out of video. Here in the bottom of the third inning. And with a new bat, Lathan Nipple gets back in the batter's box. One strike to Lathan. Coach Epema back in the third base coaching box. And here we go. Eli checks his runner at first with two outs here. There goes the runner. Here's the pitch. Dahl, the catcher, to throw down to second. Safe. Oh, that was close. That was close. Nice throw by Dahl, the Dawson catcher, right on the money. Ace Larson making the catch and putting the tag on Kilabarta. And that was, could have gone either way, maybe. Here's the pitch to Nipple. Swing and a miss for strike two. One ball, two strikes to Lathan Nipple. Runner on second for Montevideo. There's two outs here in the bottom of the third. Eli Olson's pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out to end the inning. That's the fourth strikeout for Eli Olson. One run. Two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Well, Dawson down now 3-1, but they're going to come to bat here in the top of the fourth to see if they can manufacture some runs. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with residents. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota high schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Paul Ramo back here in Montevideo. Montevideo leading Dawson 3-1. Just want to remind everybody the Region 9C Amateur Baseball Tournament continues on Saturday up in Morris. Morris hosting this weekend. And the noon game on Saturday is going to feature the Minneota Mudhens taking on the Madison Mallards. You'll hear that baseball game right here on Q92. It's a big one because if you win that game, you punched your way to the state amateur baseball tournament. So a big game between the Mudhens and the Mallards on Saturday. I'll be up there And they'll see which team can go to the state amateur baseball tournament. The other game in the winner's bracket is Clinton taking on the Morris Eagles. They're taking three teams this year out of Region 9C. So some big games up there in Morris on Saturday. Popped up. And this is Nate Hansen in foul territory by the first base bag. And Kuzmin hauls it in for the first out here for Dawson. And here's Colton Boffin. Colton leading the team in batting average at .420. He has 10 RBIs this summer for the Dawson Junior Legion team. 3-1 Montevideo here in the top of the fourth inning. We play seven. Brendan Kuzmin on the mound, giving up one hit so far. And a swing and a foul back by Colton Both and Colin Olson on deck. A lot of baseball playoffs happening in our area this week and this weekend. Of course, the Junior Legion playoffs continue. Madison will be the host at Madison Memorial Baseball Field on Friday and Saturday. Next pitch from Kuzmin's a strike to Colton Boffin. One ball, two strikes to Boffin. Colton popped out to the second baseman. There's called strike three. Nice pitch by Kuzmin. That's his second strikeout of the game. Here's the first baseman for Dawson, Colin Olson. Colin popped out in foul territory to the catcher, who made a nice catch, Brody Dack. Kuzmin's pitch is a strike. Kuzmin throwing strikes here in the top of the fourth inning. Looks like the Montevideo girls tennis team practice is wrapping up. Here's a fly ball, shallow center. And out second base. Oh, Gunnlaugsson runs into Epema behind second base, but Gunnlaugsson holds on to the ball for the out. Wow, what a nice catch by the second baseman Gunnlaugsson, because Griffin Epema, the shortstop, was behind second base. They ran into each other. And Jackson Coonan, the center fielder, is coming in as well. So that wraps it up in the top of the fourth for Dawson. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Montevideo coming to bat, and they lead 3-1. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minneota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minneota.
Paul Ramo here in Montevideo. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Montevideo leading Dawson 3-1. If you're wondering why I'm not posting updates on my social media sites and promoting the game and stuff tonight, it's because I don't have my cell phone. I do not have my cell phone with me. So if you're looking, wondering what's the score or whatever, or thinking about it and looking at my social media sites, and Paul's not updating, that's because I have no phone. Hopefully to get one soon. I was at Verizon here in Montevideo buying a new phone from my friend Julie Asfeld. Julie Asfeld works at Verizon here in Montevideo, and she was helping me purchase a new phone. But the transfer was taking a lot longer than usual, so Julie said when she gets off work, she'll come and deliver my cell phone to me up here in the press box. How about that for service from Verizon? All right. Here's a first pitch and a fly ball. That was Gunnlaugsson, I believe. Yep, Gunnlaugsson flies out to Cam Sather on the first pitch here in the bottom of the fourth, one out. So hopefully I'll get a new cell phone delivered here in the press box here shortly. Because I have not I've been without my phone now for probably going on 2 hours, and it feels weird not to have my cell phone with me. Here's the pitch. The Epema, and it's out. No, a strike called. Griffin Epema started out the game with a double. Eli Olson pitching. Here's a ground ball to right side, and Ace Larson just out of his reach. Nice effort by the second baseman for Dawson, Ace Larson. But a well-hit ball there by Epema. He's 2-for-3 on the day. Just out of the reach of Ace Larson. Base hit. Here's Brody Dack. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. Throw over to first, and the ball gets by Eli Olson, or gets by Colin Olson. And Epema gets to second base. So an error there. Second error of the game for Dawson. Brody Dack at the plate. Oh. Eli Olson checks Epema at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. There by Brody Dack. Jackson Coonan waiting his turn on deck. Eli. Pitch, ground ball, third base, foul. Colton Bothan fielded in foul territory. Three runs on five hits and two errors for Montevideo. One run on one hit and two errors for Dawson. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Eli Olson again checks Epema at second. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased the high fastball for strike three. Strikeout number five. For Eli Olson. Nice fastball there by Eli. Two outs, and here's Jackson Coonan. With two outs here, runner on second for Montevideo. They lead 3-1. And Eli's first pitch here to Coonan. Curveball in there for strike one. What a nice breaking ball that was, thrown by Eli Olson. Again. The next pitch here by Eli. Oh, look out. Hits him. Hit him in the shoulder. Second hits batsman there. The Montevideo with a runner on first and second. It brings up Cameron Kibler. Kibler struck out in the first inning. Got a base hit in the third and came around the score on Kilabarta's RBI in the third inning. So Montevideo now threatening again with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Runners on first and second. Here's the first pitch to Kibler. Chopper, foul, third base. Bothan, Coach Epema fields it. Good Dawson crowd here tonight to my left in the bleachers. Mostly in the shade now. I bet you they're happy about that. Kibler, 0-1 count at the plate. The pitch from Eli. And that's inside for ball. One ball, one strike to Kibler. Got Griffin Epema after getting a base hit to right field. He's on second base. Coonan's on first after being hit by a pitch. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Curveball, strike two. Well, Eli's got the breaking ball working now. Looks into the dugout. And Kibler at the plate. One ball, two strikes. Two outs. Big pitch here for Eli Olson. There's a shot to center. No, shortstop comes over and makes the catch. Nate Hansen behind second base for the third out. I thought that was going to go out to center field. And Hansen chased it down and made the catch behind second base there. So no runs on one hit, one error, and two left on base for Montevideo. We'll go to the top of the fifth, and Coach Sather has his team gathered around him, trying to third base dugout, trying to fire him up here. They're down 3-1. Dawson coming to bat. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
All right, we're back. Amount of video leading 3-1. Glad you're with us on Q92 on this Tuesday. We'll have more baseball for you on Friday from Madison and Junior American Legion playoffs. And then Saturday, big game up in Morris, Region 9C. Game between the Madison Mallards and the Mineota Mudhens for the right to go to the state amateur tournament. And, of course, we've got the Chippewa County Fair going on. You want to stop by the Q92 booth at the fair this week here in Montevideo and register for a lot of prizes and say hi. All right. Kuzman pitching the shocker, Dahl and Larson. 7-8-9 batters for Dawson. And here's Holland Shocker, the right fielder. Next pitch, swing and a miss by Holland. We might have got a piece of Noah. That hit the catcher, it looks like. A little shaken up, maybe. Well, I hope they got some brats left over on the grill. And Coach Eppam checking out his catcher there, Brody Dack. And looks like Brody's going to be okay. Shocker at the plate. One ball, two strikes to Shocker. Next pitch, high for ball two. 2-2 count to Holland. First batter here in the bottom of the fifth. And Kuzman's pitch popped up. Well hit ball right field. Center fielder comes over, and that's Kunin, and he'll make the catch. Boy, Shocker hit that one high into the air to right center field. And there's one out. Here's Aiden Dahl batting for Dawson. 3-1, Montevideo leading here in the top of the fifth. We play seven innings. And number 13, Aiden Dahl at the plate. First pitch from Kuzman is a strike. Kuzman has just given up, I believe, one hit. That was in the first inning. Pitch down low for ball one. One ball, one strike. Yeah, the hit, the first hit, was actually the Eli Olson, the first batter of the ball game, got the hit. There's a ground ball to short, and Epema can't make the play. And what are you gonna call that, Lou? Base hit, okay. Aiden Dahl with a base hit between third and short there, Epema. Feel it, and then he didn't make the throws. So Aiden Dahl with a base hit, and Dawson has a base runner. And here's Ace Larson. Larson flew out to left center field and is only at bat, and a diving catch by Jackson Kunin ended the inning. And a fantastic catch there off Larson's bat. Ace Larson batting 280. Throw over to first. Gets by the first baseman, and Dahl's on his way to second. He might round third and think about going to third. He is. He's on his way to third, and he gets there. And an error there by Montevideo on the throw. And now the base umpire. I'm not sure what the base umpire is talking to Coach Shocker about, but Dahl from first to third got by the first baseman, Kibler. There's a lot of room here at the Montevideo ball field between on down the right field line. There's a lot of room there, so the right fielder and everybody's got to be backing up. And here's the pitch to Ace, ball two to Ace Larson. So Ace Larson has an RBI sitting out there at third base. Here's the pitch from Kuzman. Swing and a miss for strike one. I think Ace would want that one back. Ace Larson batting 280, six RBIs this summer. There's a shot. Oh, right up the middle, base hit. Scores a run. Ace Larson with an RBI single. Boy, that was a hard hit ball. And right back almost to the pitcher, Kuzman. He got his glove up. And then it almost hit the base umpire. And it went out the center field. And Ace Larson with an RBI single for Dawson, scoring Dahl from third base, and it's 3-2. And here's Eli Olson, takes the first pitch, popped up left field, Kilabarta hauls it in for out number two. So Eli Olson, one pitch, and out to left field to Kilabarta for the second out. Here's Kyan Mosing. Ace Larson at first base. Two outs here in the top of the fifth. 3-2. We got a tight one here between Montevideo and Dawson here in the top of the fifth. The pitch is high from Kuzman. And Brendan a little disgusted with himself there. Mosing's flied out, popped out to Epema at short, and then grounded out to Epema. Kuzman. And didn't get a sign from the umpire there. I think that was a ball. Good crowd on hand here tonight in Montevideo on this Tuesday. Larson at first. Here's a pop-up in foul territory. Cook, the third baseman, in the third base coaching box, makes the catch one-handed. Nice effort there by the third baseman, Jordan Cook. That ends the inning for Dawson. They do get one run, one hit, one error, and one left on base. That's Ace Larson at first. But Dawson comes up with a run here in the fifth. 3-2, Montevideo. You're listening to Junior American Legion Baseball right here on Q92.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by your Cockleman Construction of Camby. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Camby.
All of your family's eye care needs are found under one roof. Heartland Eye Care Centers. We welcome patients of any age, from pediatrics to geriatrics. From our comprehensive eye exams and vision correction to our management of age-related eye diseases, Heartland Eye Care Center wants to help you see our world as clearly as possible. Our warm and friendly doctors believe that personalized care is as important as the latest advances in eye care. We're Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Camby, and Dawson.
All right, Montevideo 3, Dawson 2 in this Junior American Legion Baseball playoff game. Winner's bracket. You win, you're in the driver's seat. You'll play for the championship on Saturday at 11 o'clock in Madison. Eli Olson continuing the pitch here for Dawson. He's going to face Brendan Kuzman, Jordan Cook, and Landon Kilabarta. Line scores read Montevideo 3 runs on 5 hits and 3 errors. Dawson 2 runs on 3 hits and 2 errors. Here's Brendan Kuzman. He walked and then hit back to the pitcher. And oh, he might have got hit in the ankle there. He did. He was hit by a pitch. That one stung a bit. And so Kuzman limping down to first base. And so Montevideo gets their leadoff batter on, and here's number 14, Jordan Cook, the third baseman. And we're going to have a pinch courtesy runner here for Kuzman. Epema. Here's Jordan Cook. Bottom of the fifth inning. Montevideo 3, Dawson 2. Eli Olson pitching a bunt situation. It's bunted foul by Cook. Coach Epema, see what Coach Epema's going to do here. The one-run lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Jordan Cook ready to take the next pitch from Eli Olson. Throw over to first. Nice catch by Colin Olson, Dawson's first baseman. He kind of fell over the base runner there for Montevideo. One strike here to Jordan Cook. Here's the pitch. Bunt. Missed it for strike one. Throw it on to first from Dahl. And the base runner gets back. Well, with a, you want to stay in the winner's bracket here. And it's a close one, folks. 3-2 Montevideo. Montevideo batting every play, every pitch. Eli Olson doing a nice job here. Here's the pitch. Grounder foul down the third base side for strike two. So Jordan Cook with two strikes on him. The winner will play 11 o'clock Saturday morning at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. And if you win that game, that's a championship game. You'll go to the State Junior Legion Tournament. Here's a big pitch for Eli Olson. 0-2 count. Swung on and just got a piece of it. Cook did. 0-2 count to Jordan Cook. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Olson delivers. High. There goes the runner. Throw down the second. He's out of there. What a throw by Aiden Dahl, and Ace Larson puts the tag on him. Nice job by Dawson's catcher, Aiden Dahl. Threw a bullet down the second. Ace Larson caught it and then tagged the runner for the first out. So nobody on now for Montevideo, and it's a one ball, two strike count to Jordan Cook. And the pitch from Eli, curveball, swing and a miss, struck him out. Listen to the Dawson fans below us here, making some noise. Nice pitch there by Eli Olson. And here's the number eight batter, Landon Kilabarta. He struck out in the second and had an RBI single to left. The line drives his last at bat. So Eli Olson, he's from the stretch with nobody on. Pitch, check, swing, foul. Beautiful evening here in Montevideo. Nice crowd, as usual. 0-1 count here to Kilabarta. Eli taking his time here. Now the pitch. High and inside for ball one. We'll have more baseball for you on Friday from Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Junior Legion playoffs. Pitch right down the middle for strike two. Left fielder Landon Kilabarta batting. Two outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out to end the inning. So Eli Olson strikes out the Cook and now Kilabarta to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. So, hey, folks, we're going to the top of the sixth inning. Dawson down by a run, 3-2. We'll take a commercial break after a word from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
All right, Montevideo 3, Dawson 2. Paul Ramo here in Montevideo tonight for Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs. And let's see what Dawson's going to come up with. They're going to put up Cam Sather, Nate Hansen, Colton Bothan to face Brendan Kuzman, continuing on the mound here. Giving up just three hits in the game to Dawson. And here's Cam Sather. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Sather leads most of the Dawson players in mostly every category offensively. And he takes the first pitch and hits it into the first base dugout where Montevideo is. Sather batting .410. He leads the team in RBIs this summer with 18. They're 8-2. They've played 10 games. He has 18 RBIs. There's a shot to right field. Base hit for Sather. Cam gets on base, and the tying runs at first base for Dawson. Here's Nate Hansen. Nate reached out an error in the first inning, and he popped out to the pitcher in foul territory. Kuzman making the catch in front of the first base dugout. Number 11, Nate Hansen, batting .400, 7 RBIs. There goes the runner. Here's the throw, and he is safe. Sather steals second base. Brody Dack threw it down there, and Sather's in scoring position now. Here's Hansen. Look out. He had to duck out of the way of that one. One ball, one strike to Nate Hansen. Here goes the next pitch from Kuzman. Shot out to right field. That's going to drop in there, and it gets by the right fielder. And Sather's going to round second and score. We're tied up 3-3. Yep. And a hit there for Nate Hansen and an RBI for Nate. Right fielder, Blummel, didn't get by him much. He actually stopped it and just dribbled a little bit behind, but that allowed Sather to score. Now Coach Tim Epema is going to come out. He's going to make a pitching change. So that'll be it for Kuzman. And we will take a couple-minute break here. We're tied up 3-3 here in the sixth. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 320-598-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
All right, folks, we're tied up 3-3. We have a new pitcher from Montevideo, and there's a bunt laid down by Boffin. It's a beauty, and the throw to first, and they get Boffin, but that advances Nate Hansen to second base, and there's one out here in the top of the sixth inning. The new pitcher from Montevideo is Owen Behan. He's a right-hander, and Kuzman will go out in right field. So Boffin lays a nice bunt down, tied up 3-3. If you're just tuning in, Nate Hansen had an RBI single, scoring Sather to tie it up here in the top of the sixth. Here's Colin Olson batting with a runner on second. That's the go-ahead run. Colin pops it up, foul out of play. This is the Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs Winners Bracket. You win this one, you're in the driver's seat this weekend in Madison. Runner on second, Behan's pitch. Curveball outside, missed. See what Collins done. Popped out to the short or catcher and popped out to the second baseman. He's got Hansen at second base. He chops at that one, goes to Epema at short. Griffin with a throw to first, and now going to third base. Here's the throw. Not in time. Gets by the third baseman. Hansen's going to score, and Dawson leads 4-3. A lot happening on that play. Epema, Olsen hit it to Epema at short. He threw to first for the out, for the second out. Then the first baseman, Kibler, on the throw to first. Then Hansen broke for third base. And the first baseman, Kibler, threw it over there to Cook, and it got by the third baseman. And that allowed Hansen to score. And, folks, Dawson has a one-run lead here in the top of the sixth, 4-3. And here's Alan Shocker, nobody on base now here for Dawson. Dawson has scored two runs here in the top of the sixth. Veen, the pitcher. Oh, look out, hits him. Hit right back to Veen, and he picks it up and throws the first. He's a tough kid there. He took a shot. And Shocker hit it right back to the pitcher, and he turned his body, hit him in his body, and he recovered nicely and threw the first for the out. But two runs on two hits. One error and no errors, excuse me, and then nobody left on base. New score, Dawson 4, Montevideo 3. Montevideo coming to bat here in the bottom of the sixth. We'll be right back after this.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327. For Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Paul Ramo back here in Montevideo. Folks, we got a baseball game. It's exciting. 4-3 Dawson. They just scored two runs in the sixth inning to take a 4-3 lead over Montevideo. And here's Montevideo, Lathan Nipple, the 9-1 and 2 batters to face Eli Olson. And the first pitch is a ball. Exciting baseball playoffs happening right now here in Montevideo. Crowd is really into it. Here's a pitch inside the Nipple. 2-0 count. And then it'll be the top of the order in Ben Gunlickson. Eli Olson. The windup and the pitch. Ground ball. Oh, what a stop by Boffin at third. Throws to first. Oh, he's safe. Pulled him off the bag. And a base hit there for Nipple. Right to third base. Over to third base bag. Colton Boffin with a fantastic fielding play right on the bag. And then he threw it just a little to the left side, pulled Collin off the bag. So Montevideo gets their leadoff batter on base. Here's the top of the order and Ben Gunlickson. Good lead there by Nipple at first. Olson from the stretch. And here's the pitch. A bunt laid down. It's foul. Line scores read now, Dawson 4 runs on 5 hits and 2 errors. Montevideo 3 runs on 6 hits and 4 errors. Eli Olson doing a great job on the mound for Dawson. Gunlison at the plate. He's a left-handed batter. Here's the pitch. They'll throw over to first. And Nipple gets back. Oh-1 count to Ben Gunnlaugsson. Here's the pitch from Eli. Outside for ball. 1-1 to Gunnlaugsson. On deck is Griffin Epema. Dangerous hitters here for Montevideo. 1-1. Eli checks his runner at first. That's Nipple. He's got a big lead. Here's a ground ball. Hit the second. Larson fields it. Ace throws the first, and he got the out. Routine ground ball to second base to Ace Larson. The Ace fielded it cleanly and then threw the first for the first out, and that advanced Nipple to second base. Here's the most dangerous hitter in baseball here, and they're going to intentionally walk him for the second time. So Griffin Epema is walked intentionally, and with one out, and here's the catcher, Brody Dack. Third baseman Bothan is in on the grass. Runners on first and second. Dawson leading 4-3 here in the bottom of the sixth, if you're just tuning in. Eli Olson, the pitch, a ground ball foul right by Coach Epema. Well, we got a ball game here, folks. 4-3 Dawson. Montevideo threatening with one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Nipple at second. Epema at first. Here's the pitch from Eli. Down low, gets by the catcher. The runners are going to move up. Nipple the third, Epema the second on the wild pitch to Brody Dack. So, see if Eli, what Eli can do here with one out. Got 1-1 to Brody Dack. Dawson with a one-run lead. Here's the pitch from Eli. There's a shot to left field. Base hit that's going to score one for sure. And now they're sending Epema around third. Here's a plate and a plate. Not in time. Two runs in here for Montevideo. Brody Dack with a 2-RBI single. And on throw home, he went down to second. Solid hit. Kyan Mosing, left fielder, charged it as fast as he could, but good effort there. Coach Epema sending his son Griffin. Didn't even hesitate around third. And big hit there. Big hit there by Brody Dack. And it's 5-4. Montevideo's taking the lead. And here's a shot. Knocked down at third base by Bothan. Now he's going to tag the runner going to third. And he's out. And that was Brody Dack. The ball was hit to third baseman Colton Bothan. And all of a sudden, Dack didn't really need to run there, but he did and was tagged out at third base for the second out. Base running error there. So Montevideo with a runner on first now. Two outs, and here's Jackson Coonan. And the pitch is outside for a ball. 5-4, Montevideo, here in the bottom of the sixth. Dawson will have to come to the top of the seventh now. Here's a pitch, ground ball to the right side. It's a very slow. Olson chases down, throws the first, and gets Coonan out. Wow. Again, we saw that last inning. The ball kind of dying in the grass there. Ace Larson, the second baseman, coming in. And all of a sudden, Eli Olson off the mound picks it up and throws the first for the third out. So Montevideo picks up two runs in that inning. And now they've taken the lead 5-4. Dawson coming to bat here in the top of the seventh. They need some runs. Stay in the winner's bracket. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listening area. It's crop insurance and more. They can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
All right, Paul Ramo back here in Montevideo. We're in the seventh inning, Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs. Winner's bracket. And after Dawson took the lead 4-3, Montevideo scores two in the bottom of the sixth to take a 5-4 lead. And Owen Behan is the pitcher for Montevideo. And he's going to face the 8, 9, and 1 batters for Dawson. So Dawson needs some runs here. Pitch inside Aiden Dahl. Aiden came around to score in the fifth inning, reached on an error. Aiden Dahl and Ace Larson and Eli Olson, the first three batters for Dawson. Down 5-4 now. Behan's pitch with a shot to left field. Base hit for Aiden Dahl. Nice swing by Aiden, and that's what you want. You want your leadoff batter to get on base, and that's what Dawson did on a nice hard-hit ball to left field by Aiden Dahl. Here's Ace Larson. Ace had an RBI single in the fifth inning. Could use another one here. Here's the pitch from Behan, goes in the dirt for a ball. After Ace hits the top of the order, Owen Behan in relief of Kuzman. Here's a pitch by Behan. Swing and a miss by Ace for strike one. If it's 1-1 count to Ace Larson, the second baseman, looks down to Coach Sather at third base. Here's a pitch from Behan. And that's a ball two. 2-1 to Ace Larson. Eli Olson waiting his turn on deck. Montevideo leading by one run, 5-4. We're in the seventh. Runner on first for Dawson is Aiden Dahl. There's the pitch. In the dirt. Gets by the catcher. Doesn't get by him. He doesn't know where the ball is. And then Dahl will go down to second base. So the tying run for Dawson's on second base now. With nobody out here in the top of the seventh inning. Aiden Dahl at second base. Three balls, one strike to Ace Larson. Here's the pitch to Ace. There's a shot. Left center field. It's going to drop in there. Base hit. And being held up at third is Dahl. Base hit for Ace Larson. The left center field. Jackson Coonan got over there quickly. And didn't allow Dahl to score the tying run. So nobody out. Nobody out. Runners on the corners for Dawson and Coach Epema coming out of the dugout to talk to his pitcher and infield here in the seventh inning. What a ball game. That was the seventh hit of the game for Dawson. And they're going to have a great opportunity here. Down 5-4. Aiden Dahl's at third base. Ace Larson with his second hit of the day. That was a hard hit ball by Ace. For a minute there, I thought Jackson Coonan, who robbed Ace in the second inning. That's right, I just remembered that Ace, he could be 3-for-3. Second inning when Ace Larson hit a ball to left center field, and Jackson Coonan chased it down and dove for the ball. Made a fantastic catch to end that inning in the second off Larson's bat. And then Ace had an RBI single in the fifth out to center field. Well, Coach Epema is done talking to his infielders and pitcher, and they're going to leave Owen Behan in there Tim walking back to the dugout, and the Dawson coaches, Randy Mosing and Ken Sather, talking with Eli Olson. Runners on the corners. Dahl at third base. Ace Larson at first. There is nobody out. Nobody out here in the seventh. And here's Eli Olson stepping up to the plate. Here we go. Turn your radios up. Now the pitcher for Montevideo taking his time here. And it's Owen Bean on the mound for Montevideo in relief of Kuzman. Here we go. Ace Larson with his lead at first. Here's the pitch. Pitch outside. There goes the Larson. They're going to cut it off. And Larson steals second base. So the go-ahead run, and Ace Larson's at second base. And Eli Olson, Kyan Mosing on deck for Dawson. 5-4 Montevideo with a one-run lead here in the seventh. Dahl at third, Larson at second, Eli Olson batting. The pitch. Strike called. 0-1. One strike to Eli Olson. One and one. One ball, one strike. The pitch. Popped up. Foul territory. Kibler, the first baseman, calling for it in front of the dugout. He drops the ball. Oh, my. An easy out there, and Kibler, I don't know if he slipped just as he was going to catch the ball right in front of his own dugout. So Eli Olson gets a break there and gets back and picks up the bat. Eli Olson, one ball, two strikes on him. Runners on second and third. Here's a ground ball. Epema fields it, goes to first for the out. And a run scores the throw to third, safe, and Dawson's tied it up 5-5. As a ground ball hit the Epema as short, he didn't hesitate. He wasn't going to come home. He threw it to first to get Olson. Then the throw to first, that allowed Aiden Dahl to score from third base. And so we're tied 5-5. And here's Ace Larson's at third base. And batting now for Dawson is Kyan Mosley. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it back. So 5-5. For sure, we'll go to the bottom of the seventh now. So Olson with an RBI. Scoring Dahl from third base. And batting here is Kyan Mosley. Runner on third is Ace Larson. The pitch from Bean swung on and fouled back for strike two. Kyan Mosley's popped out twice in the game and grounded out in the second inning. But a big run there at third base and Ace Larson. That put the Dawson ahead by a run. And there's one out and Kyan Mosing, 0-2 count to Kyan. Here's the pitch from Bean. Chopper over to third baseman's head on the left field. Base hit. Scoring is Larson from third base and Dawson's taking a 6-5 lead here in the seventh inning. Kyan Mosing comes through. It was a hit in the infield and took a big hop over to third baseman's head, Jordan Cook. Nice hit there by Mosing. Here's Sather. Ground ball, first base, fielded by the first baseman. Steps on the bag and they tag him out at third to end the inning. So Sather with a double play there for Montevideo. And that will end the inning. Wow. Two runs, two hits, no errors, and one left on base. Folks, we're going to the bottom of the seventh, and Dawson has a one-run lead, 6-5, with Montevideo coming to bat. We'll be right back after this.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clemen Electric, we're here to serve you.
All right, a video, what a ball game, folks. Dawson leading by one run here in the 7-6-5. We got a new pitcher for Dawson. Cam Sather's coming in from center field. He's going to relieve Eli Olson. What a nice job by Eli. And what a game this has been. Clutch hitting, timely hitting for Dawson. And Cam Sather continuing his warm-ups here. Well, if they can get the three outs here, they're going to play for the championship on Saturday in Madison. But let's see who Montevideo is going to bring up their 5, 6, 7 batters. The first three batters here for Montevideo, Cameron Kibler, to face Sather. Cam is 2-1 record on the summer. And here's Kuzman. Kuzman will lead it off here for Montevideo. Not sure where Eli Olson went. Not sure who's out in center field. Well, it looks like Eli went to left. No, that's Mosing. Oh, I'm not quite sure who's in center field for Dawson right now. Can't see his number out there. But anyway, here's Kuzman batting. And the pitch is outside for a ball. First pitch from Sather. Cam Sather tossing three outs away. Next pitch is a strike. One ball, one strike to Kuzman. Kuzman, a left-handed batter. Let's see what Brennan's done. He's walked, grounded out. Here's a pop-up in the infield. The third baseman, Colton Bothan, calling for it and gets the out. Right by the third base bag, a pop-up by Kuzman. And there's one out. And it brings up Jordan Cook. Aiden Blum. Number 7. One out here in the bottom of the 7. Sather's pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. Dawson two outs away. They lead 6-5. Next pitch, fastball popped up. This is behind third base, and there's Bothan again, and they got two outs. Colton Bothan at third. Two pop-outs. And it's up to Landon Kilabarta to keep it going for Montevideo. Sather in relief of Eli Olson. Here we go. Landon Kilabarta. The windup in the pitch by Sather inside. Dawson one out away from playing in the championship game on Saturday. Sather delivers high for ball two. 2-0 to Kilabarta, number 8 batter in the batting order for Montevideo. Sather delivers the 2-0 pitch. There's a strike. Two balls, one strike. Here we go, folks. This is the Dawson fans below us. Wind up, and the 2-1 pitch. Called strike two. One pitch away. 2-2 count to Kilabarta. Two outs here in the bottom of the 7. Sather's pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out, and Dawson wins it 6-5 here in the Junior American Legion Baseball Playoffs, and the Dawson fans on their feet. And Dawson will play for the right to go to the State Junior Legion Tournament on Saturday in Madison at 11 o'clock. What a game here tonight in Montevideo. Both teams shaking hands. Second time they've beaten Montevideo this year in close games. A lot of happy Dawson fans below me. We'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. And the Dawson fans are going crazy down there, celebrating a 6-5 win over Montevideo here in Montevideo tonight. What a great game. So Dawson will play in the championship game, the right to go to the state tournament on Saturday morning in Madison at 11 o'clock. Let's go through the line scores here tonight. It was a crazy game. Dawson with 6 runs. They had 8 hits and 2 errors. Montevideo, 5 runs on 7 hits and 4 errors for Montevideo. So a 6-5 win. They were behind a couple innings. They came back and responded. And some big RBIs by Eli Olson. Kyan Mosing had a big RBI in the 7th inning. Nate Hansen had an RBI in the 6th. And Ace Larson. Ace had a couple RBIs there, and he came around to score in the 7th. He scored 2 of those runs in the 7th inning. So nice job there by the Dawson Junior Legion team. Olson, Mosing, Hansen, and Larson with the RBIs there. Nice job by Eli Olson pitching. What a great performance by Sather in the 7th inning. Got the first 2 Montevideo batters in the 7th to pop out, and then Kilabarda to strike out. Nice job by Sather. So here's the situation. I do not have my cell phone with me, so I can't get updates from the other games in Madison. Camby and Mineota played earlier today, and then Sacred McRae, Granite Falls, playing right now in Madison. Those are the elimination brackets. So they'll play one of those. The winners of the games in Madison will play Friday, and the winner of the Friday game will play Dawson at 11 o'clock on Saturday. So congratulations to the coaches, Ken Sather, Randy Mosing, and Josh Staub for picking up their ninth win of the season. And they defeat and upset the higher seed, Montevideo, 6-5, folks. Great game. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our sponsors for sponsoring baseball here this summer on Q92. And with that, your final score, Dawson 6, Montevideo 5. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Koppelman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Great music for Bellingham, Marietta, and Nassau on Q92 KLQP FM.
I'm nothing special, in fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So